This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Grimm. The NFL made it official yesterday. The state of Minnesota will host the 2028 NFL Draft. Vikings co-owner Mark Wilf.
Minnesota has proven the community can host national and international events at the highest level, and I'm confident we'll once again deliver a world-class event unique in Minnesota. And I know our Viking fans are as passionate as any in the world, and we can't wait to host this event with their passion on board as well.
On to baseball, Twin starter Zebby Matthews allowed a two-run first-inning homer, and that's all Houston needed last night in a 2-1 win. Matthews recovered and worked six innings of pretty good ball. Manager Derek Shelton.
I thought he was really good. I mean, you know, he gave up the base hit and then the homer. He made a bad pitch on the homer, but I mean, other than that, pitch well. I think the thing that was the most impressive is in the sixth inning, you know, pitch 85 to 100 or 84 to 100. I mean, his stuff continued to tick up. Not just the velocity was there, but just the sharpness of the total repertoire.
Josh Bell drove in the lone Minnesota run. The Twins got Byron Buxton back in the batting order. He had two doubles. Minnesota also sent struggling Royce Lewis down to AAA St. Paul. Speaking of St. Paul, the Saints lost a daytime game yesterday to Omaha in St. Paul 5-3. Timberwolves President of Basketball Operations Tim Connelly says a major shakeup this offseason is not likely, but he also concedes the team needs to be better.
We have a lot of confidence in our guys, but again, it would be disingenuous to be sitting here in front of this crew and say, hey, we're happy with the sixth seed. We're happy with not being a home court playoff team. We're happy that our last three closeout games, you know, have been lopsided. So we have to be realistic about what we have, which is way more good than bad, but know that we're not good enough right now.
Connelly says, quote, everything's on the table, end quote, this offseason. For more Minnesota sports info, go to MinnesotaNewsNetwork.com. This is MNN Sports.